Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام إمام الهدى والمتقين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن اتبعهم بالهدى على يوم الدين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear respected brothers and sisters you are tuned into another iHalaqa production now my brothers and sisters in this month of Ramadan you find that there are a certain group of people sometimes wrongly referred to as the Ramadan Muslims. Who are they? They are those who, before Ramadan begins, they lock it off with their girlfriends. Before Ramadan begins, they stop taking drugs. And as they're preparing for Ramadan, they want to start, you know, getting closer to Allah. Whether or not it's real or superficial. However, my brothers and sisters, today our Halakha production is not about them. In actual fact, it is about another group of people and how they look at this group of people. And sometimes they may be referred to as a Talibul Ilm. And what do? They'll look at them and they'll say, well, I know who you are. I know you don't practice. I know you got a girlfriend. I know you're doing drugs. What are you doing in the month of Ramadan silently fasting? And even in Taraweeh, they'll be praying Taraweeh. Oh, hold up, you're not praying Isha. Oh, they prayed Isha, but brother, you're not praying Taraweeh. And they'll constantly look at them as a hypocrite. And they'll constantly judge them and dig away at them and dig away at them. So the point where it becomes heavily negative. And the person just says, you know, does he even have the motivation to change anymore? These are the people I want to address, my brothers, today. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam to go to Fir'aun to give him the da'wah. Who is Fir'aun, my brothers? Fir'aun said, Ana rabbukum al-a'la. I am your Lord. He is someone who transgressed far away from this deen. To the point where he said, I can give life and I can give death. This is Fir'aun, where his body has been preserved for us to see today, to learn from, to never ever go near his actions. Yet, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam to give to Fir'aun? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى Go and give him the message softly, calmly. Talk to him softly and calmly to Fir'aun of all people. So that why? So that he may be mindful. So i.e. he may take back that statement, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Or he may fear Allah, يَخْشَى. He may fear Allah and repent. And the Mufassirin, they say, when Allah said this, it actually gave hope to Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that Fir'aun would never repent. But to Musa alayhi salam, to him it was hope that, hold up, Fir'aun may repent. And this is Fir'aun of all people. So bringing it back to today, and how we look at our ummah today, my brothers and sisters, are they equivalent to Fir'aun? They're nowhere close to Fir'aun. And there's these terminologies. Husnul dhan, su'ul dhan. Assuming the best in someone and assuming the worst in somebody. Today, my brothers, that role has changed. These words have almost changed into opposites. We assume the worst in our ummah sometimes. And this is the problem of this mentality when you look at someone who's trying to change. We can go and assume the worst of him completely. And he is part of our ummah. While sometimes some of our rulers who are nowhere near implementing Islam, who are in positions of power, who people have given them power so they can rule by Islam, have gone far away from it, or are in a snake's pit, in a trap, cannot even rule by Islam. And we assume the best in them, when these are the people we should hold the most accountable, while our ummah we should be the most soft to. When if Allah is telling Musa to be soft to Fir'aun. Now, for the da'wah carriers, my brothers, this ayah is for the da'wah carriers. Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal ma'izati al hasana. Allah says, call to the way of your Rabb with hikmah, wisdom, and goodly admonition. Keep them on the straight path. Now, what is hikmah, my brothers? Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, rahimullah, he says, hikmah is an action that is required at a time which is required in a way which is required. Remember this, my brothers, an action that is required. In the month of Ramadan, what action is the most required? To give da'wah, more so to our ummah than the non-Muslims in actual fact. To give da'wah to a Muslim to bring them back on the straight path. At a time which is required, is the month of Ramadan not the best time to call your brothers to this deen? The month that is attributed with change, this is the best time to call them. In a way which is required, to be soft with them, my brothers. وآخر دعوانا والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.